The new country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Carl standing by. Carl had a great first date with Patricia, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. So first of all, Carl, tell everybody how you met Patricia.
Well, I met Patricia on Bumble. I mean, she's a really cool girl. You know, we went on a lunch date, had a great time, good conversation, and now she's just kind of ghosting me, not hearing back from her, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay, all right. Did anything go wrong on the date? Maybe someone drank too much, something like that?
No, I was trying to think of anything that could have, you know, turned her off or anything, but I just can't think of anything.
All right. Well, let's have us give Patricia a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Patricia?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update. And people call us and had a great first date, but for some reason it never progressed to a second date. And we got a call about you.
You did?
Yeah. Do you remember going out with Carl?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said you guys had a great date. Then he said he never heard from you after that.
Yeah. I'm just not interested.
Would you mind us asking why?
I mean, okay, if I can be real with you, he's really hairy. And I'm just not into that.
What do you mean? Like, okay, I don't want to get technical here, but what do you mean by really hairy? Like, what part?
Yeah, like, does he have, like just a big bushy, like, hairstyle?
Wait, what?
So, like, he does have a really big beard, and I just figured, like, I'm just trying to date people outside of who I normally date, so I figured I'd go for it. And, like, that's fine. But then I, like, gave him this big hug. And, you know, like, people with really hairy backs, you can, like, feel the shirt move when you hug them. And it's, like, a layer of hair.
And that's just, that's not for you?
No. And I can only assume that it's everywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. Like, Carl asked us to call on his behalf. He said you guys had a great date. He's actually on the other line. Can we just bring him in on this conversation just so he can get a little closure?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Carl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear what Patricia said? Not her type.
I don't understand because my profile showed that, like, I was kind of hairy. So why would she go out with me in, like, the first place? Why would you do that?
I mean, I don't like the beard, but I figured that can change. And, like, I like that you had a boat and your lifestyle seemed really cool. So I figured I'd just, like, give it a shot. But, like, I need to be physically attracted to the person, you know? And it kind of ruined it for me.
All right, so let me get this straight. You're not attracted to guys like me that are hairy, but you're attracted to guys with a boat.
Don't make me sound like a gold digger. You know?
I mean, you're making yourself sound like that.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting someone who, like, has a certain lifestyle and, like, success, you know?
Oh, but I'm just too hairy for you.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're asking why I didn't go on a second date with you. It's because you're too hairy for me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that's the way genetics work.
I mean, I'm sorry I had to tell you to your face. I was trying to avoid this whole situation. You had to call a radio show. I think that's a little excessive.
Well, I mean, you weren't returning any calls or texting me back, but, like, sometimes it's the only way to get it figured out.
Well, I didn't want to have to say this to you.
You know what? Whatever. I could find a girl who likes the hair.
We're just going to jump in here. Patricia, thanks for coming on the air with us. Really appreciate it. Thank you for being a good sport coming on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Carl, obviously you didn't get the answer you're looking for, but I mean, you weren't her type, suffice to say. And there's others out there who do like that. I know that, you know, there's all types. So at least you got a little closure when it comes to Patricia.
Yeah, it's fine. I know now. So it's whatever. No big deal. She's missing out. I don't care.
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast, available on our website, hawkeyeinthemorning.com/podcast. That's hawkeyeinthemorning.com/podcast.